Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. The next halacha in the Rambam, sorry, we're not in person anymore. Halacha tezvav and berakid of matnas haniyim gidolei hachachamim hayinosnim pruta lo'ani kodem kol tvila v'achar kach mispalin shenemar ani b'tzedek echaz efanacha. The makor of the Rambam is the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud. Let me read the Gemara. Darish Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanei, bo re'ei shalom mikimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Midas basar v'dam adam evi darun gadol ha'melech safik mekablin oso. Suffolk and Mekablin Oso. Vimitim Salomar, Mekablin Oso, Suffolk Roa Pnei Amelach, Suffolk Eno Roa Pnei Amelach. Kaddish Baruch Hu Enochin Adam Nosin Pruta La'ani. Kaddish Baruch doesn't want it for himself. The person is going to give a Pruta to the Ani. Zocha Mekabal Pneshchina Shinemar Ani Bitzedek Echaz Efanecha Es Be'o Behakit Timuna Secha. So Bitzedek, through the process of Tzedakah, I will have, right, Kabbalas Pnei Hamelach, Rabbi Lazar. Practices Yoiv Pruta La'ani V'Hadir Matzli Amar Dechsev Ani B'Tzedek Echaz Efanecha My Esba Be'akitz Timun Asecha. We'll come back to this part of the Gemara a little bit later. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kevlu Tamidei Chachamim Shaminadid Nshena Meneim Bo Lamazeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Mazbiyan Mizivah Shechina Lo Maba. So the same Pasuk V'Ani B'Tzedek Echaz Efanecha Esba Be'akitz Timun Asecha teaches us two things. Number one, again, the Halacha, the practice, it's Nifsak L'Halacha in both Or HaChaim and Yeridaya. In the language of Tov, it's a good idea to do it. It's not absolutely binding, but certainly recommended. Practice is the first halacha, which is taught from the Pasuk, and the second halacha is that relates to Talmud Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim, who are laboring so intensively in Torah that, Menadin Shena Meinehen Ve'olam Hazah, that they're reducing their sleep time. It's a little bit like the Rambam in Paragimel V'chos Talmud Torah, right? Lo Yovad Afilo Achas Mikol Lodli Losav B'Shena. So be that as it may, we learn these two halachos, and more on that a little bit later. So again, as I mentioned, it was Nifsak LaHalacha, both in Or HaChaim, where the language is Tov L'Tein Tzedakah Kodem Tvila. Then in Yeridaya, we have in Reish Mem Tes Yodala Tov L'Tein Pruta La'ani Kodim kol tefila shenemar ani b'tzedek echaz efanecha. So keeping with the madregos hatzdaka that we already spoke about at length, so the shach learns that it would be better to give to the kupa shel tzedaka, right? Kol shekein, better to give, because that's a little bit more anonymous, so the shach points that out alatar. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch in both places, again, is tov, it's the right thing to do. We can't say that it's mandatory, and I think it is fascinating that it's nifsak lehalacha, in two different places, both in Yeridaya and Hilchos Tzedakah and in Or HaChaim, and I want to relate to that point now. I think that there's a duality there, and it's reflected in the fact that it's Nifsak in both places, even if we can't be Medayik necessarily the way that we would be Medayik in the Rambam. But the fact of the matter is that it's a din in Tefillah. If we want to be, as the Gemara said, be Omeid Bifnei HaMelech, so we need an entry point, Tefillah Rachameinin. So we want to be zocha to Rachamei Shemayim, and the first step in Rachamei Shemayim is just frankly having the audience with him, so we need to demonstrate that kind of Rachamim as well. So it's definitely a din in tefillah, but it's also a din in tzedakah, because part of the reason that we give tzedakah, obviously, the primary reason is because we are, Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, but part of the reason that we give tzedakah is v'halachta b'drachav, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kel racham v'chanun. So mahu rachum afatai rachum. So we saw that a lot of it really is based on the principles of v'halach the bedrachav. He's nosin lechem lechol basar kilu lamchazdo. So part of it is a din in tefillah, but part of it is also a din in tzedakah, that we give tzedakah right before we daven, because this enhances the quality of the tzedakah and makes sure we're not just doing this out of secular humanism, but we're doing this because we believe it deepens our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. I always like to point out that on the pasuk of Avraham Avinu, why he was chosen, we've spent so much time discussing it, Ki Yedatev L'mana Shvitzaveh Zbanav Ezbeso Acharav, doesn't say La'aso Tzedakah Mishpat, it says V'shamru Derech Hashem La'aso Tzedakah Mishpat. And Arbeinan L'chaveru is also a referendum on Arbein Adam L'makom. So it's a din in tefillah. It certainly helps us, have the right, have the matir to stand in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, that we're generous people, that we're giving people, so we can expect more of Rachamei Shemayim. And Asanacha Rachamim V'richamcha Kol Merachem Al Abrios Merachem Al Abin Hashemayim. It's definitely a din in tefillah, but it's also a din in tzedakah. It calibrates our tzedakah not only to be a Ben Adam L'chaveiro, not only to be a general expression of karitas, or the act that could be the same as a secular humanist who believes in giving charity, But it takes our tzedakah and makes it clear that we're doing this as an expression of elachta bedrachav, because mahu rachum af atahe rachum. And I think that's the linkage point back to the Gemara itself, because the Gemara used the same pasuk for two very different circumstances. Nibet tzedek echaz efanechaz babakitz timunasacha. So the first din on nibet tzedek echaz efanecha related to tzedakah before tefillah, and the second din related to Talmud Torah, with the aspiration to be mekabel pnei shechina filu echad yoshev lo meid shechina shruya imo. So this is really a pasuk about hashras hashechina, how we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways, and it certainly brings to mind the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin, that the way that we develop a holistic relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu is through immersion in Torah on the one hand and through Avas Chasad on the other. Just a little bit in terms of practicality, you remember we mentioned the Sheet of the Shach, which is Nifsak Lahalach and Yerodei Reish Mentes, that, you know, no saying Pruta Lakupa is just as good, if not better, than giving to the Ani to protect the anonymity. So the Mishnah Berurah also cautions, this obviously in Aruch Chaim, the only part that he wrote on, that this should not be done during Kriyas HaTorah, should not be done, I'll expand it obviously, during Chazaras HaShatz, Tfilas HaTzibor, we want to be answering Amen, you're not collecting tzedakah during that time. Some people have the minhag to do a Baruch David, but the Rambam says, Kodem Kol Tfilah. Before we begin to engage in Tfilah, to matir, to be Roa Pnei HaMelech, I would advise everybody to do it really before davening, unless there's an established family minhag in a different direction.